I do not fear too much, for I am fortunate as ruined clovers in the summer sunshine. For my lungs are pink and bloodlessly rosy, no fidget of a frog clawing at my steel throat or twist of bated breath. Yet really, when I leave the insulated hygiene of my house, I am sure that I will suck a virus to the pits of my stomach and let it chew there, like a yellow dragon with the dark bones of an ill-fated heroine. Though, I am sorry that I pray for my own desperate immunity when there are those that are not so favoured by the biological reckoning, when there are those who wait in paper doll beds in the deep cavern of a hospital ward to be told whether life favours the few or if death licks at their heels. So a second dragon, this one with gilt-speckled scales, gnaws at the other's worried tail until it remains nothing but a bloodied stump, nurses the wound until it forgets such culpability. Still, once we are let out from our kennels again, I shall cower with a chain to my neck. This illness is one of fiction, and I know it cannot be worse than the one reason by fact. But no amount of antibiotic intervention or forced ventilation, no quantity of crisp hand gel will heal such imagination. My wandering conscience has concocted a different virus that blossoms not into a pandemic, but a mental affliction, and one that I am unlikely to see the end of.